All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. This podcast is brought to you by our good friends at MKR Workshop. As nothing says spicing up your kitchen like getting a new kitchen table. Or what if you need to upgrade your workspace in order to get more projects done? Well, then the folks at MKR Workshop have all of the solutions for you. As MKR Workshop specializes in building and designing custom-made furniture for all of your home and office needs. Now you can contact the folks at MKR Workshop anytime via email at mkrworkshop.com. Now today's Peach Bowl, Chick-fil-A Bowl, whatever you want to call it, in Atlanta was supposed to be one of the more tightly contested matchups in the New Year's Six Bowl set. But instead, the Michigan Wolverines were dominated by the Florida Gators 41-15. Now, you look at the score, and I'll tell you this, watching the game, Michigan was ready to play, but plain and simple, Florida was the more intense team. And, you know, Michigan was never, they never seemed to be, you know, in control. Everybody expected, or some people expected, rather, Michigan to go out there wanting to get that taste out of their mouths following the embarrassing loss to finish the regular season to Ohio State, and that, you know, they were just going to have their way with Florida. And some people felt that Florida came into this game ranked number 10th and number 10 in the country, but it was a situation where they simply were flying under the radar. They, you know, they just snuck their way into a top 10 ranking. But you look at the way that Florida was able to fly around to the football all game long, and that is a credit to their head coach, Todd Grantham. He dialed up a lot of exotic blitzes to confuse Michigan quarterback Shea Patterson, and it showed. And then Florida's quarterback on the other side, Felipe Franks, this guy looked like a calm, cool, and collected customer all afternoon long. And I think that is a credit to his head coach, Dan Mullen, because you look at the progress that this young man has made in just 2 years in Gainesville. And this, for the Florida Gators, has to be a big boost for them heading into the offseason. They finished the year now with a record of 10-3. You look at those three losses. They lost to Georgia, they lost at home to Kentucky, and they also lost at home to Missouri. All three are very good football teams that Florida lost to. Now, as the Gators and Dan Mullen, you're getting an opportunity to establish your program once again as a national power. Today's game helped that. Then on top of that, Florida is going to be looking at more than likely a top 10 ranking to begin next season. So that is definitely going to jumpstart them as they try to hang around for a title in the always contentious Southeastern Conference. While on the flip side for Michigan, this is simply another disappointing loss for them under head coach Jim Harbaugh. Harbaugh does not have a very good record versus top 25 teams since he has come to Ann Arbor. We saw what happened to begin this season versus Notre Dame, and then the way they finished the season at Ohio State. And this was an opportunity. I know that several guys sat out this game for Michigan due to the fact that they are focusing towards the NFL draft, but this was still an opportunity for Michigan to finish the season on a positive note, get to 11 wins, and try to take that next step. Now all this is going to do is add more fuel to the fire of the naysayers of Harbaugh and his Michigan team over the next several months. So for Michigan, once again, it's back to the drawing board. But for the Wolverines, they're good enough to compete in the Big Ten. And I know things are going to be different now in the Big Ten East now that Urban Meyer is retiring from Ohio State. But the bottom line is, if you're Michigan, you still got to try to go out there and get that respect on that national stage, which they have not gotten. Remember, a couple of years ago, Michigan made the Orange Bowl and they lost that contest to Florida State. So if you are the Wolverines, this is going to be another tough offseason for your program. You had an opportunity right in your lap this afternoon and you let it slip through. While on the flip side for the Florida Gators, they seized that opportunity and big things could be potentially on the horizon for this club in Gainesville in 2019. 2019. So, folks, that is going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning in to the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, this podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And although that the tax deadline has come and gone, you can still contact D-Line Tax and Books for all of your tax needs. Now, you can contact the folks at D-Line Tax and Books anytime at 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at dlinetaxbooks.com. Now, if you are on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it'll be my pleasure to follow you right back. There's also the Sports Discussion Group on Facebook at the Sports Depot 365. You can check it out, drop a line, and be a part of one of the better sports debating sites going on social media. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.